Welcome back to another Monday of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. We're at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dave Archer, Wes Durman. In our player spotlight this week is the Falcons' third-year running back out of Florida State, Devontae Freeman, who is good enough to spend a few minutes with us here today. First of all, thanks for the time on a Monday. Thank you got plenty going on, right?
Yeah, but it's cool. Thank you for having me.
Quick six, you got 105 yards of total offense yesterday, and I thought we kind of saw a little bit of Devontae of last year, where you're affecting both sides of the game, catching the football, running the football. What's the toughest part about that game yesterday when it doesn't go your way as hard as you guys fought?
As much as – I mean, I'm going to speak on from an offensive standpoint. You know, as much as success we had on offense, you know, when we couldn't finish, you know, it's all about the finishing for us. We couldn't close out the game and finish and possibly get the win. You know, that's one of the things that – the worst about it, you know. So what we got to do is, you know, fix it, clean up the things we did bad and get better and move on from it.
It's if I look back game to game, you know, you had 152 in the win at New Orleans. You got the ball in a variety of different ways there. Mm-hmm. Seemingly that the and Dave talked about catching passes, and I know you did a lot of that last year, 70-some catches during the course of the season. Seemingly that part of your game is becoming more noticeable mm-hmm. by people just beyond this team or fans of the Falcons. Mm-hmm. People who watch games across the league would say, oh, yeah, he's catching a lot more balls. He's a productive receiver, not just a running back, right. So to speak. Is that right. Important to you?
Yeah. I feel like I just want to max out being a football player, especially at running back, mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of running backs get limited on what they could do. For me, is I just want to be the best at everything. So if I got to run somebody over, it's going to look like a big back running a defender over. If I got to run a route, I want it to look like a receiver running the route. Or catching the ball, I want it to look like a receiver catching the ball. And making guys miss, I want to be really good at those things. So that's stuff that I always worked on. So it's really important to me.
Devontae Freeman in our player spotlight here on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, that's already happening, Free, because what happens when you guys went, just you and Tev in the game, they subbed nickel in the game.
Right.
A lot of times you've had teams stay base. The Broncos tried to stay base against you, and you guys destroyed them right. with you two in the game at the same time. Now all of a sudden you're getting the respect. They're bringing an extra cover guy in, all that kind of stuff. And you're able to run the ball some late in the game, and I know that's important to you. Do you like the split of 34 passes, 30 runs? You don't pay attention, I know, to the numbers very much, but is that kind of where you guys need to be from a balance standpoint to be the kind of offense you want to be?
34
passes, 30 runs?
Yeah, definitely. Because keep our defense, you know, honest. You know, they got to play us fair. Mm-hmm. They can't cheat the box. They can't cheat. They can't try to double our receivers. You know, they got to play us fair. And if we – doing a good job at both things, you know, that's complicated for a defense to stop.
You're almost like the secret weapon in some respects. I guess you and Tevin to a degree both. But, and we've
I
seen
I don't think
it,
they're much of a secret anymore.
Well, not a secret, but I mean, in the essence of what you can do just other than carry the ball. And I think when they declare, opponents declare what they're going to be defensively, do you guys get a sense of, okay, they've got, they're now where we want them type deal?
It'd just be the, yeah, like it's like what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do to stop us?
Right.
Okay, if you wanna play cover two or whatever it is to stop the pass game, thing about us, we good at when it comes to running back. Like we good at all different runs.
Sure.
Trap, power, inside zone, outside zone. We not just outside zone runners. That's our scheme of the offense. But we good at both of us. Me and Tevin good at when our shoulders are square downhill, running downhill. So it's like what you going to do to stop us. But what we got to do a better job at is just finishing the game. Mm.
Devontae, how aware are you guys? And you have to be because it's just being thrown in your face, social mm-hmm. media, it's on ESPN, wherever it is.
Yeah.
Five games left.
Yeah.
You guys are in the hunt to win. Is it five games left?
Four games left.
Sorry, gave you an extra game. I wish we had an extra game. Four games left in a stretch drive here. 7-5. Tampa won yesterday. They're 7-5. You guys pay attention to that at all?
You have to, cause you. Well, for me, it's like I always know what I'm fighting for mm-hmm. every single week. I'm fighting to be the best all the time and always fighting to bring along my brothers, you know. So we have to pay attention to that stuff because first you win the division, then you get in the playoffs, and then after the playoffs, anything can happen, you know. But first we got to take care of our conference. I mean, win the division and then get in the playoffs. So we have to pay attention to it.
In your third year, how much of this has changed for you? How much of this is now the taking care of the body, doing the right things, mm-hmm. making sure 24 is ready to ride on Sunday?
It's a big change, especially when I was a rookie to now. It's like you, when you leave college, you're a junior. So I was a junior when I left college. I thought I was mature. I thought I understood the game of football, which I knew football, but I didn't understand football. I was just a lot of times playing off my talent and stuff. But now I understand the importance of the details, and, you know, you can't hesitate. We got to block this way. You know, you got to run a route a certain type of way. You know, those little things may not seem much, but it's the difference between winning and losing. So that's some things that's changed.
It's Quick Six here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Player Spotlight. Devontae Freeman, our guest. Have you noticed a difference in some of your opponents this year in the respect level for you? You were a little bit unknown in last season, played a little bit as your rookie year, but really burst on the scene a year ago, had a Pro Bowl season. Now coming back after a Pro Bowl year, do you kind of sense that there's a little bit more respect on the field for what you bring to the table? Because you're still snapping people's ankles every weekend.
Every weekend. That's my thing. You know, you got to change it up. You got to keep them guessing. Last year, you didn't see a lot of that. You saw me probably running people over a lot more. So, initially, it's only – and our coaches talk about it all the time. You either getting better or you're getting worse. You're never going to stay the same. So, I know I can run people over. You know, I'm only 205, 5'8", but I still know I can run people over. So what I challenge myself is how many people I can make miss. How can I save my body, you know? Or when I want to pick and choose when I want to run people over, that stuff like that would be the difference.
Now, you can't – when you look at the tape, okay, you go sit – like yesterday, I would imagine, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I can think of about 6 or 8 misses yesterday. Did you keep a count of that?
I don't, but today when I was watching film, and I was like, dang, I just run natural like that, and my instinct is just to make defenders miss. That's what I've been practicing, you know. So it's like, when I looked at it, I was like, dang, I made 3 guys miss in 1 play.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like, dang, you know, that's just a blessing. I just got to keep working and getting better.
Yeah, they sitting at home looking at that tape too, going, dang.
Do you know when you got a guy set up?
Yeah, a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I've gotten better at, you know, reading defenses. And, scanning the field, you know, seeing where the safety's going to be, seeing the linebackers. A lot of teams, what we do is we put a lot of outside zone on film. So linebackers naturally flow and they run so fast, you know. So 9 times out of 10, I know it's going to be a cutback. Sometimes maybe play side. But it's like I'm ready for both of them full speed. You know what I mean? So if a defender come full speed, I'm full speed going to make a cut off him. He out of control.
Right.
I'm full speed when I'm under control.
Yesterday was the first multi-touchdown game, multi-back-to-back touchdown for you this year. You had one last year. We had 3 in the ball game in Dallas and had 3 the next week against Houston. Yesterday, 2 following the 2 last week. The productivity, and you talked earlier about finishing the game, finishing drives. You guys get the red zone yesterday, end up with a couple of field goals. That's got to be frustrating, Free, is it? I mean, it just drives you crazy, doesn't it?
As offense and competitors, it do. You know, but in the NFL, you got to take every point you can get, you know. And my thing is, as long as every possession ends with a kick, we'll be all right. You know what I mean? So, as long as we get points on the board, that's all that matters. If we score, we don't score. Of course, we're going to want a touchdown. I'm an offensive player, but I bet you Matt Bryan want to kick field goal. 3 points, too.
Yeah. And putting points on the board, obviously, a premium, and it's something you guys have done better than anybody else in the league, leading the league in scoring. Right. And you put 28 on the board yesterday. Just couple plays went against you and kind of kept you from winning that game. Devontae Freeman, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Free, you talked a little bit about your running style. How much do you and Tevin talk about? When I watch you run, it's really fun to watch because you're so patient. I mean, you're still pressing the hole, and you're still looking for lanes, and you're going fast.
Right.
To the layman, you're going 90 miles an hour, but there's a patience to your running style where Tevin's a little bit more headline downhill. Do you guys talk about your styles and compare anything like that?
We don't compare, you know, because we're the best at what we do. Mm-hmm. You know what I think? You know what I mean? It's like that's Tevin's thing. He see a crease, he flying through it. That's his thing. That's why he's so good. My thing is, I could press it. I could see a crease, and I'm still running full speed, but I still got that little patience, and I could just hit it. So I think it's like, you know, I'm finna try to do this like Tevin, because we the best us.
Yeah.
You know, we could be. So
makes
just
sense.
Get better at what we could do.
You wonder, I'm wondering if, from a defender standpoint, if they actually hear like the little sound effects like that. when Tevin goes, yeah. And when Free comes up, do you hear that as a defender?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, real quick in our final minute here, the off-season workout down in Florida, down in Miami, were you the brains behind the business end of that to get everybody to go basically home to so you could have a local call for the workouts?
Nah, it was Matt. It was Matt's idea.
I knew it was his idea, but you knew where to take everybody.
Oh,
right?
yeah, definitely. It was Free. Where you at? Julio and Hester, when Hester was here at the time.
Yeah.
They wanted some conch salad. I'm like, man, I know where to get the best conch salad at. You know, because we big on conch salad, conch flitters, all that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So took them to certain, like, I took a few guys to my neighborhood where I grew up from.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cool. And, you know, they thought it was cool, too, to just to, you know, see where I came from and see what they see on First 48 all the time in real life. So it was cool.
Free, what's give it real quickly before we let you go. Give us a quick key as to what this team needs to do to get a win in L.A. this week.
I think right now we're exactly what we need to be. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because we know what we got to fight for every week. Now it's going to come down to forget everything. You know, I got this one opportunity, this one chance. For me, it's this one chance, this one opportunity. So now we got to block everything out. You're going to have the media talking, everybody talking, family. There's so much going on. We just got to have tunnel vision, straight focus. And we got to focus on being 1-0 at the end of the year. At the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
It's great.
Great to have you with us, man. Thanks for the time.